And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you...
Good morning, everybody. It is wonderful to see all of you, and I want to thank everybody who's here. I think there's only one problem, and that is that my remarks are not sitting here. People, you know, things by Friday afternoon,
you're such
things
a cool
get
cat.
A little.
You're such a cool cat.
I'm gonna answer a question at the end of the remarks, but I want to make sure that we get the remarks out. People, oh goodness, oh somebody's
Groucho, you bet your life.
Don't
fire. Groucho Marx, where are you now that we need you?
Right now. Well, good morning, everybody.
This one for the money.
Well, you get the picture. You get the picture. You have an incompetent. Okay, enough with the song. You got an incompetent crypto-fascist government tripping over themselves to lie as they engage in terrorism against the American people. First question, how come they failed to prevent the Boston bombing? If this surveillance of every American is so necessary, as Madame Defarge Feinstein says, and all of the bootlickers in the media are saying, how come they failed to prevent the Boston bombing? The only question is who they were spying on. They weren't spying on Muslims. They weren't spying on people even known to have associated with terrorists. So who do you think Obama's Stasi was listening in on? Who were they profiling? They were not profiling Muslims associated with terrorists, were they? Or they would have stopped the Boston Marathon bombing. So if they weren't profiling Muslims known to associate with terrorists in Chechnya or elsewhere, who were they? Who were they spying on? Well, it would have to be patriots, Tea Party members, talk radio hosts, bloggers, people who run big websites, any critic of any one of the Stasi. 855-400-7282. It's Friday afternoon, Friday evening across America. It's your program. It may be summer for others, but for me, it's the beginning of my winter of discontent because this is the biggest story of your life. Now, you may say, what's the big deal? I'll tell you what the big deal is. When the Patriot Act was first enacted by George Bush, I believe it was in 2002. In fact, it was in 2011, just 45 days after the September 11th, 2001 attacks, with no debate, Congress passed the Patriot Act. I supported it because under George Bush, as bumbling as he was, I knew that they weren't listening in on my calls. No siree, Bob. But now, as you understand, we have a Stasi in the White House. You have a Stasi operating on their political enemies, unlike at any time that I know of in my lifetime. Can you name a lifetime when American citizens were spied upon to this extent? You can't, because it's never been so. I supported the Patriot Act in the beginning because I said, of course, don't be a fool. I mean, you have to watch those who are about to hurt us. If you have Muslims running around with bombs in America, of course I want their emails and phone calls monitored. Did I ever think that they would turn it on patriots? Did I ever think they would turn it on returning war veterans, those who oppose abortion, those who have a flag on their front lawn, those who have protested against this regime? No. Now, Obama got up there today and lied again. Although he studied constitutional law, he is not so much a constitutional lawyer as he is a constitutional liar. As I've told you for years since my first appearance on radio, the left wraps themselves in the Constitution when it suits them, and uses the U.S. Constitution as toilet paper when it doesn't. What do you mean by mining metadata? What do you mean by mining metadata? Obama said it's just a modest encroachment on privacy. That's not true. I went to the ACLU website itself today, and even they're shocked. Even they're shocked. Now, the reason it's off the headlines is because there was another strange shooting out of nowhere today. Don't get into the conspiracy theory saying they released someone from a madhouse, gave him an AK-47, and told him to go shoot kids up at a college, because I wouldn't believe you. But it's awfully odd that once again, the luckiest man on earth, Barack Obama, saved by, let us see, a storm, a shooting, a murder, now saved by another shooting, swept off the headlines while the barbecuers forgot it already. The white morons with the shorts, the undershirts, the idiots across America, the morons who threw their country in the garbage, the white men in shorts in the suburbs who are already barbecuing and drunk like skunks, don't even know what's happened, nor do they care. But I care, and I know my listeners care, and I know if you're listening to the Savage Nation this time of night on the East Coast, it's after 9, on the West Coast, it's after 6, it means you care. Obama today characterized his spying and use of metadata as, quote, a modest encroachment on privacy. And he implied in doing so that the information they're collecting is relatively innocuous since they don't listen in on the actual phone conversations. Well, the ACLU writes this. This is the ACLU, the conservative right-wing ACLU, who now opposes Obama. They go on the enemy's list. In an op-ed for Reuters, they explain why government access to metadata, which reveals whom you talk to, from where, and for how long, is a gross privacy invasion. Again, this is from the ACLU website, the once leftist but now right-wing ACLU. They say that a Massachusetts Institute of Technology study a few years back found that reviewing people's social networking contacts, you're not going to believe what I'm about to tell you, what they're afraid of. How many years have I told you the only time the left would scream uncle and start to scream, it's fascistic to spy on people. You can't do that. What do you think the left is screaming about? It's not about your privacy. It's not about attacking Tea Party patriots. It's not about attacking talk show hosts. It's not about listening in on me or anyone else in the media. It's about their sex lives that they're afraid of. I swear to God, it came out today that that's what they're referring to on the ACLU website. I'm gonna quote now. They said that a few years ago, it found that reviewing people's social networking contacts alone was sufficient to determine their sexual orientation. That's all they cared about. So they said, now this is in the ACLU article, they're not concerned about national security issues. They're concerned about their deviant sexuality. They said repeated calls to Alcoholics Anonymous, hotlines for gay teens, abortion clinics, or a gambling bookie may tell you all you need to know about a person's problems. That's all they're caring about, is their weaknesses. It says if a politician will reveal to have repeatedly called a phone sex hotline after 2 a.m. against sex, no one would need to know what was said on the call before drawing conclusions. In addition, sophisticated data mining technologies, they write, have compounded the privacy implications by allowing the government to analyze terabytes of metadata and reveal far more details about a person's life than ever before. Let me explain something to you, first of all, before we get into all of this. And before we go, I have many articles I must get to. I must get to. Normally, I don't need to get to the articles. I only need to get to the sound and the callers. I need 6 hours tonight to get through this story. Do you know that this NSA domestic spying scandal is the biggest scandal of your entire life? Do you know it means that America's tech giants have now joined the government? Who was the one who spoke before the Commonwealth Club in 1998 and gave the most important speech of your life called Beware the Government Media Complex? Me, Michael Savage. The most important and least known speech in American history. Beware the Government Media Complex. Do you know that NSA, the National Security Agency, hired two secretive Israeli companies to wiretap the U.S. telecommunications network? Do you know that it was Israeli technology that was used to spy in America? You didn't know that. Two companies with extensive links to Israel's intelligence service provided hardware and software to the U.S. telecommunications network for the National Security Agency, NSA. Did you hear what I just said to you? It's Israel. Now, of course, this is going to provoke anti-Semitism, which we don't want. But on the other hand, I had a choice not to tell you that it was two Israeli companies that bugged the U.S. telecommunications grid for the NSA. If I didn't tell it to you, I would be remiss. You need the whole story, the full story. And you need to know that this government is now in cahoots with the worst elements of the Israeli society. You hear what I said? They're all elements of every society. Israel's not a monolithic country. There are different elements of Israel. The worst elements of this country are in cahoots with the worst elements of Israel, and the best elements of this country are not in cahoots with the best elements of the Israeli nation, the Israel nation, nation of Israel. That's another important point. Now, as far as being spied upon, ever since I began in radio, if not before, I assumed someone was listening into my phone conversations and reading my emails. I ran my life accordingly. I've always assumed that there's a government agent listening in on everything I write and everything I say on the telephone. If not, if they haven't assigned an individual to me, I'll be very disappointed. In fact, I'd be insulted. If they were only doing it by supercomputer, I'd be damn right insulted. I deserve my own spy. In fact, I'm going to insist that Obama give me my own 24/7 spies. Otherwise, I will consider my status to have been diminished. I want my 24/7 spies so that I can tell them to take a broomstick and you know what they can do with it. But I've always run my life as if I've been listened in on. Now, it could be a product of the fact that I watched too many gangster movies. It could be a product of the fact that I enjoyed the HBO series The Sopranos. Could be a fact that I love The Godfather and every movie ever made in the 70s and 80s on this subject. I've always known I was being listened in on because I'm a high-profile individual in the media, extremely independent, unpredictable, liable to say anything at any time, very critical of the Republicans and the Democrats, more so of the Democrat Socialist Stasi regime, of course, than others. If you don't know what the Stasi is, look it up. That was the East German spy network before the fall of the wall, the Berlin Wall. Obama has now erected an electronic wall in America. Obama has now done every damage you can ever do to this country, and he's only gotten started. He's done more damage to this country than you can ever imagine. He has hijacked the Patriot Act to punish his political enemies. He is a criminal. He's committed a criminal act. He admitted he was involved in it. He didn't pass the buck today, and that's something else you have to know about. He got up and read a speech, and he stepped into a bear trap. He should have kept his slick yap shut. He was up there talking about Obamacare, and in the middle of it, he switched over to this without a script. And he thought he's so cool, so slick. He's gotten out of every jam in his life by lying to people that he never thought that he'd get caught again. I watched him. You know, I used to teach school at different levels, college, junior college. I know when someone's lying. I saw a kid caught cheating who was called on the carpet and had to go before the principal, and I saw his eyes. I watched his posture. I saw the color of his ears. Everything changed on him. He was caught lying. Now, the bad analogy is deer caught in headlights, but it wasn't bad. He looked like a deer caught in headlights, incidentally, and he made a big mistake. What was the mistake he made today? He talked when he should have kept his yap shut. He went off script, and he dug his wheels in deeper. The more he tried to justify this Stasi-like behavior of himself, the deeper his wheels went into the mud. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
You know what? Ask my listeners what I value most as a consumer. Great products, great customer service, and great value, which is what I got from Blinds.com. Look, not only did they save me a bundle on my kitchen blinds, but they've come up with an exciting new way to help you lower your energy costs this summer. It's true. Their beautiful insulating honeycomb cell shades can significantly lower indoor temps on hot days. Think of the AC savings. And like all of their window coverings, you could transform any room in about 20 minutes by yourself. Of course, they'd be happy to send over a pro installer to do it for you. Even if you mismeasured, doubtful, they'll remake it for free. This month, save an extra 20% on select insulating honeycomb cell shades. And if you really hurry, you'll also get a free upgrade to sleek-looking cordless on many of their most popular products. Get free color samples, you get free shipping, no sales tax in most states. Blinds.com, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Go to Blinds.com. That's Blinds.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUSFLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUSFLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Days of O traffic, Peninsula Southbound 101, Moffitt Boulevard. Car flipped over, landed on its roof. Everything's to the right shoulder now, but traffic bumper to bumper from Marsh Road. Southbound 17, slow before Camden as you head past the Lark Avenue merge. Northbound 680, still slow over the Sunol Grade. Mission Boulevard south to Andrade. Southbound 880, slow 237 onto 101. Northbound 280 at 380, crash there. Two left lanes blocked. Traffic just starting to back up. I'm Dave Fowkes, Saw Talk 560, KSFO.
How does Arizona get to be the leader of the other 49? By creating the country's most competitive business environment.
Named the best state for business, Arizona is tempting California companies like never before.
With unmatched job growth and an unbeatable quality of life.
Corporate giants Intel, Avnet, and Boeing are thriving in Arizona.
Because when it comes to success,
Arizona's aggressive pro-business legislation mean record relocations.
Arizona is all business. Join us at ArizonaKnowHow.com.
This is a special alert to all taxpayers. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes. If you owe back taxes to the state or IRS, you're now eligible to settle that debt for pennies on the dollar. For free information, call One Step Tax Relief at 1-800-261-9153. Millions of taxpayers are now legally eligible to settle their tax liabilities for a fraction of what they owe. But few are aware of this opportunity, leaving them at a risk for wage garnishment, bank levies, penalty fees, and property seizure. One Step Tax Relief specializes in tax settlement, matching you with an expert who will negotiate a settlement directly with the IRS. Many of these experts are former IRS agents with an inside knowledge of the system that makes a substantial difference in resolving your debt. For free information, call 1-800-261-9153. If you owe state or federal taxes, you could save thousands of dollars. Call One Step Tax Relief today for your free information. 1-800-261-9153. That's 1-800-261-9153.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here we have a rare treat, the keeper of the forest, as some have coined her, built to carry heavy loads long distances using minimal natural resources. Her coat of iron and steel keeps her safe. You can just feel the motherly instinct she has for her surroundings.
Sometimes the best things for nature come in unexpected forms. CSX trains move one ton of freight nearly 450 miles on a single gallon of fuel. CSX. How tomorrow moves.
Brian Sussman here, looking forward to Monday, live from 5 to 9 a.m., and then filling in for Levin between 3 and 6, all right here on KSFO.
What the intelligence community is doing is looking at phone numbers and durations of calls. They are not looking at people's names, and they're not looking at content. But by sifting through this so-called metadata, they may identify potential leads with respect to folks who might engage in terrorism.
So how come you missed the Boston Marathon bombing, Mr. President? I mean, you're obviously not profiling Muslims because that would go against your, let us say, your agenda. So who are you profiling with your metadata surveillance? Why, you're profiling Tea Party members, talk radio hosts who oppose you, bloggers who oppose you, anyone who writes anything against you. You certainly didn't survey every phone call in America. We know that. So therefore, since we know everyone's phone calls were not being listened in on, it was some. Well, who were the some? They were obviously not Muslims known to the anti-terrorism community, because otherwise you would have gotten the Sarnoff brothers before they bombed the Boston Marathon race, Mr. President. So I don't buy one word of this. This is an absolute lie. They're only targeting their political enemies, and they should be impeached for this, and who's ever behind it should be in prison. That's my opinion. Frank in New York City on WABC, you disagree. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi. There's actually, I think it's right-wing hysteria. I think that actually it's better that we have biometric cameras everywhere to identify, see who's the criminal, who's not the criminal.
Well, hold on. So now you think that this is right-wing hysteria. So would you include now every critic of what Obama has done as a right-winger?
Well, Obama is actually, he's making sure we're all safer.
Frank, you're not answering me. If you're going to play games with me, I'm going to hang up on you. You made a very, very challenging statement. If you want to play contact sport with me, then put your helmet on, or you're going to have your head bashed in. You said it's right-wing hysteria. We'll be safer with spying. So I asked you a simple question. Does that mean anyone who is upset over this is now a right-winger?
Well, of course, I think the government doesn't, how does the government know if they're dangerous or not dangerous?
So Frank, we don't know. Are you answering a question, or are you some kind of mental case? Are you just playing a game? You realize that even the New York Times has criticized Obama for this, Large Net, the ACLU, the USA Today. They're not right-wingers, are they, Frank?
Well, basically, for example, like they're already doing like surveillance of...
Frank, you're not answering me. Stop being a moron. Can you listen to a question and answer it? Yes or no?
Sure, I'll answer the question. Will you? Okay.
You just said that anyone opposing Obama on this is a right-wing nutcase. I asked you, does that mean everybody who opposes him is a right-wing nutcase?
Of course not.
Okay, so that means the ACLU, the New York Times, and USA Today, front page, they're all right-wing nuts now? They're in hysterics over this?
Well, this is all just, they're all part of the same conspiracy of control.
All right, have a nice day. You're a crazy person. You belong in the Obama administration. In fact, you should apply for a job in the Department of Homeland Security or go to work for Susan Rice in the NSA. You'd fit right in with the other mouth-foaming psychotics. You ever take a look at them? You think that these people are real, wonderful ex-military looking out for you? They look like the idiots thrown out of college. They look like the drug addicts in school that you wanted nothing to do with. That's who's running the country.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Michael Savage here. You know, Hurricane Sandy was a tragic event for many people on the East Coast. I'm from New York City, so I totally feel for everyone out there. I even know what they're thinking. They're thinking, God, I wish I had been better prepared. Listen, people, don't wait till disaster strikes. Okay? Do what I do and prepare with WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children, with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit WiseFoodStorage.com/Savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's WiseFoodStorage.com/Savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code Savage, and you will get free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with wisefoodstorage.com right now.
Good afternoon, I'm Dave Fowler, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. A horrific shooting rampage in Santa Monica has left 7 people dead, including the gunman. Police say the man, dressed all in black, wearing what appeared to be a ballistic jacket and armed with an assault-style rifle, was shot to death in a gunfight with officers in the Santa Monica College Library. Another person of interest is in custody. A judge is allowing 3 of California's highest performing public schools to remain open as they fight the Oakland School Board's decision to close them following allegations of financial mismanagement and fraud. Taking a look at the roadways, northbound 280 at 380, crash, 2 left lanes blocked, traffic backing up there. Still slow over the Sonol Grade, northbound 680 from Mission Boulevard over to Andrade. Southbound 101 recovering, but still slow from about Marsh Road down towards San Antonio. Upper deck of the Bay Bridge, still slow from the island in 101. I'm Dave Fowler, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 5,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
It's a buy one, get two free weekend at Joseph A. Bank. Now through Sunday, buy almost any Suitor Sport Coat and get two more free. Plus, get any two shirts free. And that's just the beginning. You'll also save half on almost all summer sportswear in the store. Sports shirts, polos, shorts, pants, and more. Plus, your fourth sportswear item is free. This isn't just a sale. It's a closet stuffer. Buy one Suitor Sport Coat at regular price and get two more of equally lesser value. And any two shirts free. Plus, get half off regular price on almost all summer sports shirts, polos, shorts, pants, and more. And your fourth sportswear item of equal or lesser value is 100% free. Now through Sunday only at Joseph A. Bank. Regular price, equal or lesser value, traveler products not included.
Downtown and Embarcadero Center and on Sutter Street, also in Mill Valley, Palo Alto, San Jose, San Mateo, Los Gatos, Lafayette, Stockton, Brentwood, and Market Street.
This is Mark Flagel with some important news. Flagel's Home Furnishings is closing its San Ramon store. All in-stock merchandise is now at closeout prices, with many items at savings of 60, 70, even 80%. Select from living room, dining room, bedroom, and family room furniture, lamps, mirrors, wall art, and accessories. Don't delay. The San Ramon store closing sale will last only a few weeks. So if you're even thinking of quality furniture for your home, now is the time to act. Of course, our Menlo Park store will also feature some special markdown items. And we look forward to opening another new store in the Bay Area soon. But right now, come to Flagel San Ramon store during our store closing sale and save up to 80% on your purchase. Flagel's, 300 The Marketplace in San Ramon and on the web at flagels.com.
Is there heavy drinking in the Obama administration? I mean heavy, heavy drinking.
Mark Levin.
What the hell is with these people?
3 to 6 weekdays on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
I came in with a healthy skepticism about these programs. My team evaluated them. We scrubbed them thoroughly. We actually expanded some of the oversight, increased some of the safeguards.
Yeah, right.
But my assessment,
was
that they help us prevent terrorist attacks.
Oh, really? And how come it didn't prevent the Boston Marathon bombing? Your whole flat-footed federal government did nothing. It was the Boston police who stopped those maniacs, the Sarnoff brothers. DHS, what's their budget? $3 trillion? What is it? FBI, what's their budget? How come they had nothing to do with stopping the Boston Marathon bombing, Mr. President? It's a waste. You've turned it on your political enemies. You're a member of the East German Stasi right now. Everybody knows this with a brain, anyone with any segment, a shred of historical knowledge. A shred. The least educated person in this country with a shred of knowledge understands that you profile patriots. You profile talkers. You profile Tea Party members. You profile bloggers. And you absolutely reverse profiled Muslims known to associate with terrorists. Because if you had not done so, you would have stopped the Boston Marathon bombing. All liars. Or incompetence. Or worse. This is a big story. Listen to what Benjamin Franklin wrote, that funny guy with long hair with a bald head with a kite and a key. Those who surrender freedom for security will not have, nor do they deserve either one. I'll read it slower. I got tongue-tied for the first time in my 19-year career. I'm so angry. Those who surrender freedom for security will not have, nor do they deserve, either one. So you want to be one of the little sheeple, huh?
Oh, I guess, you know, I don't really mind that they're listening in because I got nothing to hide. It's okay. It'll prevent a terrorist attack.
Well, how come it didn't stop the Boston Marathon bombing, Mr. Peepers?
I don't mind giving up a little freedom. They can listen in on me because I got nothing to hide. I'm an ordinary middle-of-the-road American. I want more security. I don't really need all this freedom. It scares me. The freedom is really, it's not freedom. Freedom is slavery. I think too much freedom is like slavery itself.
Matt on KSFO, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please. Matt, go ahead.
How are you doing today?
Are you laughing at my parody?
Yeah, that and the supreme idiocy of the guy that was on before.
All right, so you're a software engineer. What's your perspective on the wiretapping by Stasi Obama?
Well, for starters, like you were saying, if it was really so useful, they could have stopped the Boston bombing using that information.
Yeah, let's start with that. What did they not prevent? The Boston Marathon attack. Next case. So who were they listening in on?
Pretty much everyone.
They're political enemies. Thank you for the call. I'm sorry. Look, sir, I know you're intelligent, but this is a contact sport. Talk radio is a contact sport. And if you get on the air, it's a huge privilege to get on the Savage Nation. I'm serious, honestly. By the way, this is something that's kind of ironic, to use an MSNBC word that I don't like using. But the FISA judge who signed the spying on citizens order, Roger Vinson, was appointed by Ronald Reagan. That's right. So it just shows you that you can't tell what judges are going to do what. And he's a good cohort of the same appointee, Mr. Roberts, the weird, strange Mr. Roberts on the Supreme Court, who could have killed Obamacare with one vote. Instead, he went along with the program because obviously they have something on him, in my opinion. He was bought from the beginning, owned from the beginning, held for this chip right to the Obamacare vote, the socialized medicine that we all know will completely drain the country's economy. Drain it, kill it, destroy it. Not only that, I think you have to understand there's a confluence of events going on here. With the advent of Obamacare, or I call Castrocare, that's coming very soon to a needle near you, Panic at Needle Park, every bit of data about your health records is going to be controlled by the government. The IRS is hiring, 16,000 new agents to investigate every transaction that you make to make sure you're in compliance with the Castrocare that they're putting in, right? Now they're spying on Americans. Take a look at what I'm saying to you. Medical data, phone data, health data. What else did they know about you that you don't want them to know? Whatever happened to the basic freedoms in America that this country was built upon to overthrow the oppressors called King George and the British government? Many of you don't even understand what that was about. The Revolutionary War was fought to get rid of an oppressive foreign government that was reading people's mail. That's right, the British government read every post that was sent from one American to another. They had special operatives whose job was to read mail, like in a prison. If a prisoner sends or receives a letter in a jail or prison, it's read by someone. And rightly so, to find out what's going on, but they're in prison, you're not. So now Obama has turned America into a sort of prison camp. You say, ah, come on, you're exaggerating. What the hell are you talking about? Come on, you know, get a life. What prison camp? I don't see any camps. I don't see anybody suffering here. They're all fat and happy. Well, I'm going to tell you how these things work. Because you don't know your history, you're going to repeat it. They don't happen overnight. They happen by degree. They happen by stages. It's called little by little. And I'm a student particularly not only of fascist governments, but in particular of the Nazi government, and particularly within the Nazi government, of how it came to the point that they get away with killing 6 million Jews and 8 million others in death camps. How did that originate? How did that start? How did the ability for a... Remember, Germany was an advanced democracy. Germany was one of the most advanced civil societies on Earth before Hitler. How did they go in a few years from an advanced civil society into becoming a police state, which gave them the power to arrest people of a certain ethnicity and anyone who opposed the government, including Catholic priests and millions of others who were considered enemies of the state? Did it happen overnight? It didn't happen overnight. I will tell you how it happened. It starts with words. It starts with laws. The original anti-Semitism that the Germans used was not written by a German. It was written in the century prior by a French anti-Semite. And the Germans picked up on it, and then they magnified it. So what does it have to do with America today? Well, you have to follow logic. I don't know how much logic is left in the American mind. I think we have groupthink. I don't think people can follow the bouncing ball anymore. I don't know. But remember, I'm from another generation, and I was trained in classical thinking and classical logic. I was trained in Aristotelian logic. I may sound like a truck driver at times, but if you actually listen to my words, they're quite eloquent, and my thinking is quite elegant, so I've been told. And so therefore, I must tell you, that as an American citizen born right here, the son of an immigrant, the country turned a corner with this shyster in the White House. This shyster in the White House, this liar in chief, tried to get away with the worst thing he's ever done in his life, and he didn't do a very good job today. In fact, we have something for you to listen to right now. This is a good juncture for it, Neil. I want you to listen to the same phony liar, Barry Obama, who railed against monitoring citizens who did nothing wrong when he was a constitutional liar as a senator in 2007. You're gonna actually gasp when you listen to clip 9. Go ahead.
This administration also puts forward a false choice between the liberties we cherish and the security we provide. I will provide our intelligence and law enforcement agencies with the tools they need to track and take out the terrorists without undermining our Constitution and our freedom. That means no more illegal wiretapping of American citizens. No more national security letters to spy on citizens who are not suspected of a crime. No more tracking citizens who do nothing more than protest a misguided war.
That was Obama before he stole the presidency with his lies. That is before the greatest sophist you've ever heard in your life, who's gotten away with everything in his life because the skids were greased for him, and it was lied his way out of it. You know kids like this. You've met kids like this in your life. The guys who could lie their way out of getting caught with, let's say, a stolen test in high school or college. The guys who were so slick and so cool, and then they high-fived you after they BS'd the teacher. This is who Obama really is. That's who's running the country. But he never fooled me, not for 1 minute. Not for 1 second. Not for 1 second. And yes, and now, for your intellectual interest, I want to read something to you that's extremely important. And that is a few pages from my bestseller, Trickle Down Tyranny, because it's poignant and it's very important. It came out in February. I try to warn you about what he did in the middle of the night. Look what I wrote, and then I'll read you the pages. This one book can stop Obama's tyranny. Is it the USA or the USS of A? Is it the United States of America or the Union of Socialist States of America? That is the question. Now that he has seized the second term, I wrote, will President Obama transform the greatest engine of freedom the world has ever known into a Stalin-like dictatorship? Or can the American people finally expose and rid themselves of this regime? That's where Rush got the word regime from. Obama is transforming us into a second-class nation, with communists and Islamists given free rein to expand their power. As Obama accrues power with little opposition and his oppression creeps down from the top, the American people must stop the tyranny. FreeRepublic.com wrote an absolute must-read for all freedom-loving Americans. So if you go into the book and you find the page, oh, here it is. I have two copies, and I was reading from a copy that I didn't mark up with a little post-it, the greatest invention since the bagel. And on page 258 of Trickle Down Tyranny, here's what I wrote. When it was published in February, you ignored it. You thought I was just a right-winger. Ah, he wrote 28 books. Ah, he has a PhD. Ah, he has two masters. Ah, he has a national radio show. Ah, he won the Freedom of Speech Award. Ah, he's the only person in America banned from Britain. Ah, who cares? Who cares? Who cares? Well, here's what he wrote. The guy who you think doesn't know what he's talking about. Page 258, Trickle Down Tyranny. At the risk of your displeasure, I shall read this now. This administration's corrupt policies may have come full circle with another new edict issued in August 2011 when the White House announced a community-based approach, quote-unquote, to combating terrorism in the United States in a document called Empowering Local Partners to Prevent Violent Extremism in the United States. This announcement was followed up by a new directive from several government agencies, including the FBI, that asks managers of businesses in America to spy on their customers and report any unusual behavior to the authorities. Wait till you hear right now what I wrote, because you're not going to believe what he's been doing to you. Among the things the government wants businesses to look for are the purchase of night flashlights, waterproof matches, and customers who pay with cash. They're also to be on the lookout for customers who are, quote, missing hand fingers, who, quote, make extreme religious statements, or appear to condone violence. All of these could be indicators that the buyers are potential terrorists, according to the administration's logic, I wrote. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Madame Defarge Napolitano, otherwise known as Big Sis, is a Democrat loyalist with virtually no counterterrorism experience. She used the same logic when she warned in a 2009 report entitled Right-Wing Extremism, Current Economic and Political Climate, Fueling Resurgence in Radicalization and Recruitment. She warned that returning military veterans, those who favor states' rights, and people who oppose abortion should be treated as suspected terrorists. That's your Janet Napolitano, who should have been thrown out of office a long time ago. Instead of focusing on stealing our southern, instead of focusing on sealing our southern border with Mexico, she announced that she was more concerned with white racist groups hiding in the mountains of Idaho and the sparsely populated deserts of West Texas. The businesses informed of the new policy, I wrote, include gun shops, fertilizer suppliers, motels, and hotels, according to authorities. Footnote, I didn't mention pressure cooker sales or stores that sold pressure cookers, nor those who are interested in brisket. In other words, she could have looked at Jewish people, let's say, from the old generation who like brisket, because they buy what? What do they make brisket with? Pressure cookers. Corned beef, pressure cooker. They could have done a surveillance on those people in Boca Raton. So I'll make it as light as I can, but they missed Major Nadal Hassan, even though he was screaming Alu al-Akbar, killed 13 and wounded 30 at Fort Hood, Texas in November of 2009. The U.S. Army willfully ignored this pro-jihad, the pro-jihad rants of Major Nadal Hassan, and the multiple reports by his superiors about the pro-Islamist internet postings that this bastard made before he killed those people. He's still not been brought to justice because Obama and Holder have told the Army to drag their heels on this as long as they can. I concluded like this on page 259 of Trickle Down Tyranny. This government, this new government edict has less to do with stopping terrorism and more to do with the Obama administration's continuing assault on our constitutional rights. It reminds me of what happens in totalitarian states everywhere as citizen is turned against citizen, family member against family member, while the state accumulates increasing power over its citizens' lives. The first people who should be investigated under this new policy are the very people who dreamed it up, Barack Obama and the administration officials and Holder's anti-justice department, who are bent on extending their power over us by weakening and ultimately eliminating our constitutional rights. That was published in February of this year, I suppose, Trickle Down Tyranny, Crushing Obama's Dream of the Socialist States of America. And it's probably one of the most important books that I could recommend. I dedicated it as follows. This book is dedicated to those who gave their lives to secure the freedom to write and read as we please. They're turning over in their graves. I know this last week people were talking about Normandy and all the crosses at Normandy and all the boys who were maimed and killed and those who came home unshot but scarred for the rest of their lives, whose lives were ruined nevertheless. The untold hundreds of thousands or millions of men who came home psychologically wrecked from World War II. They were maimed, they were psychologically damaged, and those who were killed died for what? So that this shyster could take over the country? You want me to mince words? You're listening to the wrong show. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It sounds to me like the IRS, the federal government, and the White House all need to be vetted. They lie about Benghazi. They lie about the anti-Tea Party IRS probe. They lie about Fast and Furious. They lie about snooping on reporters. All we get from political leaders today are lies, lies, and more lies. And yet we're told to believe them about the true state of the economy, the banks, and the dollar. You're going to trust them to fix the budget? You're going to trust that your pension is secure? You're going to trust there'll be no major increases in your cost of living? Don't you believe it. That is until they officially deny it. Listeners, today you need to hear the savage simple truth from a man America trusts, Craig Smith of Swiss America. Simple truth is based on facts, not spin. Don't buy their lies. Get my new Simple Truth CD. Call 800-289-2646 now. 800-289-2646. Why? When it comes to something as vital to your future as your money, you better trust the simple truth. Get the free CD at 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Identity Guard services are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any medical conditions.
My identity theft anxiety was so bad, I broke out in hives every time I went shopping online.
I started shaking every time I was asked to enter my credit card number. I had it bad.
Identity theft anxiety affects millions of Americans, but it doesn't have to affect you.
That's when my doctor recommended Identity Guard.
Identity Guard Identity Theft Protection was rated best in prevention, and it costs less than a dollar a day.
With Identity Guard, I live life on my terms.
Let Identity Guard give you powerful, effective relief from identity theft anxiety for less than a dollar a day. Just visit identityguard.com/dollar. Act now, and we'll add free protection for your kids, the latest targets for identity thieves. Top-rated identity theft protection for you and your children for less than a dollar a day. Get it now at identityguard.com/dollar. That's identityguard.com/dollar.
Is a boat traffic. Mount View had earlier problems. Now a new one. Southbound 101 at 85. Third lane from the left block. They're working to get that over to the right shoulder. Traffic still backed up to Marsh Road. Northbound 101 at Shoreline. An accident there blocking a lane. Traffic is backing up towards Highway 237. Eastbound 580. Vasco Road. Earlier stall right lane. Traffic still bumper to bumper. Almost from Airway Boulevard. Upper deck of the Bay Bridge. Past the island. New stall. Second lane from the right. I'm Dave Foulkes. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Do you owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Call the experts with an A-plus rating with the BBB. Call U.S. Tax Shield right now at 1-800-489-3838.
Ahoy Wineries! Join San Francisco Bay Boat Cruise's wine tasting cruise with stops at top wineries. Get over half off at SweetJack.com.
Sweet Jack, now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Hi there, Renee Richardson here to give you an update on the Serta Pro paint job. I know, you've been waiting to hear all about it. Well, remember last time I told you about the husband, not so fond of painting? So we brought in the pros, Serta Pro Painters. We had a great consultation with Tim. I got my way, which is, well, let's face it, is really the best thing for all of us. We got the bathroom painted, the ceiling and all one color, very modern. And the job the guys at Serta Pro did was not only flawless, but a breeze. They met us in the morning. We went off to work. We came back to two beautifully painted rooms. They were clean. They were professional. And even to my husband's critical eye, he was very impressed. Painting is a personal thing. It's your home. It's your style. And you are going to look at it every day. So you should have your painting done right. Serta Pro Painters did it right for us. Call them up and see for yourself. 800-GO-SERTA. That's Serta with a C. And if you're not terribly color savvy, they have color experts on staff. Ask them about it. You can also visit their website, SertaPro.com. Serta Pro Painters, because painting is personal.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199, 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Brian Sussman here, looking forward to Monday, live from 5 to 9 a.m., and then filling in for Levin between 3 and 6, all right here on KSFO.
Come on, let's twist again, like we did last summer. Yeah, let's twist again.
There are a whole range of safeguards involved, and federal judges are overseeing the entire program throughout.
Ooh,
we've also set
judges.
Up an audit process.
Oh, federal judges.
To make sure that we're, after the fact, making
the slimier the lawyer, the higher they go.
All the safeguards are being properly observed.
In other words, if a lawyer's slimy, he moves up fast. If he's slimier, he becomes a judge. If he's slimier than the judges, he becomes a state judge. If he's slimier than them, he becomes a federal judge. You see, that's how it works. If you lie better than the next guy, you outmaneuver him and become higher than him.
Federal judge, ooh, I feel better already. I'll sleep better tonight, federal judge.
Another stinker in a black robe. The stench from the bench is making me clench, Mr. Obama. And number two, you weren't monitoring those who would commit terrorism, were you? Do you remember what Mr. Obama and Mr. Holder said right after the Boston Marathon bombing? See, I have the memory of an elephant, which is what you need in this business, or else you could be stampeded by lies. When they were interviewed, when Holder was interviewed, I believe, and was asked who they were looking into before they caught the Muslims, the Tsarnoff brothers, they said, well, the president is given to thinking that the Boston bombing may have been done by some anti-tax protesters. You don't remember that, do you? I do. So that's their orientation. Eric and Barry fear the average American patriot. Eric and Barry fear the taxpayer. Eric and Barry use the shock troops of the welfare recipients to insulate themselves from the taxpayers. Eric and Barry are running basically, well, I'll stop right there. I don't want to give those who are listening in on my show working for Barry and Eric any more work than they can possibly handle on a late Friday afternoon or early evening. They can't keep up with the computer. I would think the supercomputer is smoking by now. They must be doing some great data mining tonight, boys and girls. Enjoy it. Go order a pizza. Get yourself some donuts.
Savage.
One of the things that we're going to have to discuss and debate is how are we striking this balance between the need to keep the American people safe and our concerns about privacy. Because there are some trade-offs involved. This program, by the way, is fully overseen not just by Congress, but by the FISA Court. Put together to evaluate classified programs to make sure that the executive branch,
the black
government
robes.
Generally, is not abusing them and that it's being carried out consistent with
the wonderful lawyers in black robes.
These are the folks you all vote for as your representatives in Congress.
Diane
Feinstein?
And
they're being fully briefed on these programs.
Oh, I feel better. I'll sleep
and
good tonight.
If, in fact, there was there were abuses taking place.
All right, not good. I can't take it anymore. He had his tires in the mud, and the more he opened his yap, the deeper the wheels went into the mud today. He's not a constitutional lawyer as much as a court-appointed constitutional liar. Senator Obama in 2007 railed against monitoring citizens who did nothing wrong, and now he's attacked citizens who did nothing wrong while letting those who were about to set off the pressure cookers in Boston get away with the bombing because he turned a blind eye to Muslims associating with terrorists because he's reverse profiling. That shows you the man's orientation. This is a very big story. And if you think I'm the only one or those on the right wing are the only ones, you're 100% wrong. New York Times, USA Today, even the ACLU, maybe they'll change their minds when they realize that they've said the truth and they might have to backtrack now, as the New York Times did. Last night's New York Times was devastating. They said he's lost all credibility, then they changed it. About 2 hours later, to the Obama administration's lost all credibility. 2 hours later, the New York Times changed it to Obama's lost all credibility on this issue. They modified it. They wanted to give themselves some cover. I was stunned to read the front page of the USA Today, which is as left-wing and as bland. It's like for golfers in hotels. It's for the average schmendrick, a guy who goes to a hotel, he's in a bathrobe, doesn't know where he is, has no idea who he is, what he is, why he is. He wishes he was home. He doesn't know when he's going home. He doesn't know if he's going to make a buck tomorrow. He gets the paper, he scans it, brushes his teeth, takes a shave. Even that paper, that worthless throwaway rag, had a front-page story, I couldn't believe it, by Susan Page. Obama's agenda scorched in firestorm. Business Insider, The Guardian's bombshell revelation about NSA domestic spying is only the tip of the iceberg. Business Insider, did you know? Two secretive Israeli companies reportedly bugged the U.S. telecommunications grid for the NSA. The Telegraph, domestic spying revelation could be devastating for the Obama White House. Tim Stanley, Telegraph UK. Verizon scandal, Barack Obama's national security state is now beyond Democratic control. Now, the question for my audience tonight is not how you feel. I know how you feel. You feel raped. You feel like a girl in a college dorm who found out someone was doing upskirt shots of her. You feel like a woman shopping in Macy's who realized that it was a perv looking at her with a camera while she was changing costumes. That's what you feel like. You feel raped by this president and by his minions of spies. That's right. You feel raped, don't you? You don't feel as safe as you did before, nor should you. So without going into any more heated rhetoric about this, because I can get even more heated than I am, but I don't want to give the government surveillance experts who are listening to my every word too much work for tonight. After all, it's Friday night, and I'm a compassionate man. It's 8 minutes after 7 on the West Coast, 8 minutes after 10 on the East Coast. And even government agents, the smart girls on Prozac who went to Brown University and majored in poli-sci, who now work for the Obama administration in the NSA, the FBI, the DHS. When you say FBI, you think, oh, Elliot Ness, guys in suits, tough guys with muscle, oh. No, take a look at them. Have you ever seen who's in the FBI now? Take a look at them. Have you seen DHS agents? Have you seen what they look like? It's shocking. It's actually a nightmare. That's why they're turning on patriots, not bombers. Because they actually hate you. You're everything they were taught to hate while they were in college, getting their brains washed. So the real issue here is what's going to happen now. We can complain about it all we want, but what's happening now? If we lived in a legitimate participatory democracy, the government would fall. Yeah, let's say this happened in Britain, Tony Blair, his time, or this other cretin who went to Mallorca, or Ibiza, rather, with his old lady, the day after the soldiers were hacked to death in the street. That fraudulent conservative in England, whatever his name is, that puffy-faced buck-tooth moron in England. That one, another fake conservative, another fraud. If he had done it, the opposition, the Labour Party in England, would have called for an immediate elections next week, and the government would have fallen, and Cameron would have been back working in a law firm somewhere. But we don't have that. In Israel, participatory democracy, parliamentary system. This happened in Israel. Prime Minister was involved, gave a speech like this. The government falls the next week. It's over. They get thrown out of office. But we're stuck with this fraud. We're stuck with the shyster in the Attorney General's office. We're stuck with the Nazi in the Department of Homeland Security. We're stuck with all of them because we don't have a loyal opposition. We have no opposition. Where's the drunk tonight? Teddy, where's the drunk tonight? I'm asking my dog. Where is the drunk Boehner tonight? Where is he? Where is he tonight? In the cloakroom somewhere underneath a pile of coats? Where is that useless drunk Boehner?
Well, I tell you the truth. I heard about the spying, but you know what? What the heck? You got another drink on there? You got another Johnny?
That's what you got for loyal opposition, a bunch of stumblebum frauds. You have an oligarchy. When I came on the scene in 1994, I revolutionized radio in the Bay Area. I shocked everybody. No one had ever heard this. It's 19 years later. I told people in 94 that we had a one-party system playing two-card Monty. I told them in 1994 we had an oligarchy long before Rush Limbaugh could even express the word because it's three syllables. I mean, Ol-Ig-Ol-Ig-Arky. It's four. Four syllables, and that was unheard of in talk radio at that time. A four-syllable word, could you imagine? Ol-Ig-Arky. Okay, say it again, Rush. Oligarchy. No. Say it, Rush. Say it again. Oligarchy. No, Rush. Say it again. Oligarchy. No, Rush. Look, it's four syllables. Let's slow it down, Rush. Ol. Say ol, like Ole Miss. You're from Mississippi. Okay. Get it for ol. Ol. Say ig. 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 R. R. Key. Okay. Say it again. Oligarchy. No, not oligarchy. It's oligarchy. Limpor. So in 94, I said it's an oligarchy. Well, here we are, 19 years later. I've educated the media. I've educated the masses. What do we do now? What's going to happen now? Well, here's what should happen now. The wiser elders in the Democrat Party, of whom there are quite a few, and I don't care what scoundrels they may be, realize this is far bigger than they're making, that Obama's pretending it isn't. He's going to bring the entire party crashing down into the ash heap of history. See, the next election, the midterms, are going to be very telling, and it will be remembered. I do not think the Republicans will do anything with this. They should, but they won't. Because they're too tepid, they're too weak, they're ballless, however you want to put it. It's a worthless party. It doesn't represent anything but their own interests. That's what the average American thinks about the Republicans. When they send me a mail, I throw it in the garbage. Or if I'm really in a malicious mood, I use the free postage, I send it back and say, take my name off your list, whatever. What should happen is the elders of the Democrat Party, the billionaires, in other words, who run the country, realize this party is over. That Obama is now a liability, and they're going to try to gently move him out of the way and bring in Biden. Somehow, to save their party, they're going to have to bring Biden. And they say, well, is Biden any better? Yes, he is. As liberal as Biden is, Biden's been around long enough for us to know that he's a loyal American. We know where he was born. We know where his loyalties lie. We may not like his politics, those of us on the conservative side. But we could live with a Biden. We'd sleep better at night. We don't think that we would be under the same kind of almost reign of terror. This is a minor reign of terror going on right now. And I warned you in the last hour that actual reigns of terror begin with words. They don't begin with guns and clubs. And if you let them get away with the rhetoric, you get them, let them get away with the spying, the next thing you know, they're going to be in the street with billy clubs and plastic bullets, and then real bullets, then internment camps, then the tanks with the rubber wheels. Then you'll know where the hollow point bullets went, right into your head. Listen to me. This is a dangerous rogue administration. You have government anarchy right now. This is government anarchy. It's out of control. These people are anarchists. They've stolen the Democrat Party away from the Democrat Party. And the only thing that could save the Democrat Party, which is all I give a damn about, is to move this guy out of the way and move Biden in. Now, will they do it? It's unlikely. How could they do it? How? They have the drumbeat. They have the power through the media to make sure that Obama resigns and steps away while the stepping is good. They have the power. They have the power to move Biden in while they can still move him in. Will they do it? I don't know. It's anyone's guess. But I will tell you, as sure as I'm standing here right now, this guy is a liability. Forget for America, that we've known from day one. This guy is a liability for the Democrat Party, which is the only thing that might save America. Because that's all they care about is their party, party, party on. Party on. Party on. Rape the taxpayer. Rape the taxpayer. Raise their taxes and let them drop dead. How many independents are going to vote for a Democrat after these scandals? How many? One after the other. One after the other. You say, well, okay, Savage, from your lips to God's ear, but it's only June. It's only June. The election's not for a year from now. How is the average Joe going to remember any of this? When you have a drunk Republican Party, unwilling to use all of these scandals in advertising. I saw Romney again. I felt so sick. He was doing a pre-trial to run again on the worst broadcaster in American history, the sad sack, Neil Cavuto. I couldn't believe what I was watching. There he was. I told you Romney would run again. I told you that. You didn't believe me. You didn't think I knew what I was talking about. When I saw Ann Romney coming back from the pocketbook tour, and I saw him now, they're getting ready to run again. The foolish Republicans have victory in their hands. They're going to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory again. Say, well, how are they doing? Because they want to. See, well, something you don't understand. that only I understand. The Republicans purposely ran him and lost on purpose because they didn't want to hold all the keys to power, because they didn't want to take the heat for what was coming. They probably knew what was coming, and we haven't seen all of it yet. And they wanted to be in the background to come and say, well, okay, look at this. You need us again. Then they're going to run him again to lose again. So again, the Democrats take the heat while they continue to collect the... That's the story. This is the Savage Nation. It's Father's Day this weekend. I'm supposed to have a crab leg. I'm not having a crab leg. I'm not having a steak. I'm on a diet. I'll have a high alkaline Father's Day. Have a nice minute. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Look, guys, prostate problems are no laughing matter. The facts are, the older you get, the more likely you will have prostate problems. It can affect sleep and intimacy. So if you're waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then do something about it. The prostate formula from Real Health Labs has been helping men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow for over 15 years. This comprehensive, all-natural formula captures the natural protective compounds in clinically studied ingredients that are known to help maintain a healthy prostate. For a limited time, listeners will receive a special offer by going to prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores, supercenters, and leading retailers nationwide. Just look for the blue and white box. Remember, visit prostateformula.com for the all-natural way to support prostate health and find the younger, healthier you.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Blinds.com has restored my faith in American business. Look, I love these guys. They've turned the torture of shopping for new window coverings at home improvement stores into an easy, cost-effective way to transform any room with designer blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. And this summer, I'll save you even more with their beautiful, energy-saving honeycomb cell shades that can significantly lower indoor temps on hot days. Look, think of the AC savings. And with their free online how-to videos and over 100 design experts at your service, it's easy to transform any room in about 20 minutes by yourself. Look, of course, they'd be happy to send over a pro installer to do it for you. And even if you mismeasure, no worries, they'll remake it for free. As always, you'll get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. And now save an extra 20% on select insulating honeycomb cell shades. Think of the AC savings. And if you hurry, you'll also get a free upgrade to sleek-looking cordless on many of their most popular products. Get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. Blinds.com, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Go to Blinds.com.
How soon do you want to feel a surge of adrenaline as you scream down a seductive stretch of black asphalt? How soon do you want to feel in total control as you embrace every curve of the road? How soon do you want to feel utterly, unconditionally passionate about your car? How soon can you want a Lexus? The answer is, now. It's your turn. Because now, at the It's Your Turn Lexus Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, you'll find surprisingly affordable 0.9% APR financing offered on every CPO model until July 1st. And every one has undergone a 161-point inspection and comes back by a 3-year or 100,000 total vehicle mile warranty and roadside assistance. The Lexus Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event. No matter how soon you get here, it can't be soon enough. See your Northern California Lexus dealer.
Not all customers will qualify for advertised APR. Warranty runs 3 years from your date of purchase or 100,000 total vehicle miles. Coverage only available in the continental U.S. See your certified pre-owned Lexus dealer for program details.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous, confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in this guy's name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and his credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime. A crime that's so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820. 980-2820.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Jethro Tull's Ian Anderson, Thick as a Brick.
Really don't mind if you sit this one out.
His epic concept piece, On Tour.
Signal for the crack.
In its entirety. Plus new music from Thick as a Brick 2. July 8th at War Memorial Opera House.
Ride yourselves over.
Tickets are on sale now. Buy tickets online at Ticketmaster.com. Produced by Golden Voice.
Thick as a brick.
Now, here's something you don't hear about guys on the radio much anymore. He's live, he's unscripted, unrehearsed, and definitely not pre-recorded. He is Greg O'Donnell, and he's your personal financial advisor. Greg's not trying to sell you a book, and he's not so big and self-important that he'll be sending you to an offshore phone bank in a different time zone. And he's on at noon every Saturday. Oh, and did I mention he's live? It's Money Matters with Greg O'Donnell every Saturday at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Conservative and not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee weekdays 9 to noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
As far as I know, this is the exact 3-month renewal of what has been the case for the past 7 years. This renewal is carried out by the FISA court under the business records section of the Patriot Act. Therefore, it is lawful.
It is lawful!
It has been briefed to Congress. Terrorists will come after us if they can.
Sure.
And the only thing that we have
to... Hey, stop. Diane, wake up from your slumber. Terrorists came after us in Boston and your FISA Act didn't stop it. By the way, how about her phone calls to and from the Chinese government? How about Richard Blum's phone calls to and from the Chinese government and Chinese agencies? I mean, I understand that what's good for the goose is good for the gander, Diane. And since you're supporting spying on other Americans, why don't you release the phone records of you and your husband so we, the American people, can feel better about you, the Patriot Act, FISA, and the great judges you keep deferring to? It's unbelievable to me. It's shocking, actually. Let me tell you, this is a defining moment, not only for the Patriot movement, but for the progressive movement in the United States of America. This is a defining moment in American history. The New York Times, which has been a bootlicking publication for Obama from day one, wrote a scathing denunciation on Friday. They backtracked a little bit. And yet, where are the other progressives? Where are they? They've gone after reporters. They've gone after people's tax records. Where are the progressives denouncing this administration? They denounced the overreach of the Bush administration when it came to abuses of the Patriot Act. They didn't want the Bush administration doing any kind of surveillance. Where are they today? Where are the progressives today? I don't see them. Okay? They attacked Bush. And by the way, I was very critical of Bush for the last 2 years of his administration. I was extremely rather abusively critical of him in the last 6 months because I knew what was coming. I warned you what was coming. I said you haven't seen anything yet, and then the economy collapsed. I called him a fiscal socialist a year before the administration was over. So don't tell me that I'm a guy who works for the Republican Party. I do not. I am what I am, very independent. So now conservatives have pilloried Eric and Barry for this policy that began under Bush, but remember this, Bush went after terrorists only, while Obama is now going after regular Americans. Remember that. Never forget that. The phone records, they say, of millions of Americans have been collected and analyzed, right? Which millions? It's not all Americans. They say all Americans, so therefore they've profiled some Americans. And obviously, by events, we know they have not profiled Muslims, even Muslims who associate with known terrorists in Chechnya, Russia, or elsewhere, because if they had mined the brothers Sarnoff's phone records and emails, they would have stopped the Boston bombing. So obviously, they're not mining all Americans, and they've excluded some Americans. So which Americans are they mining data from, and which Americans are they excluding? Well, I'll let you conclude. You put two and two together. This administration has now committed a crime. The progressives should be with us on this. And to the credit of some in the ACLU, but they'll backtrack as sure as I'm sitting here, they're freaked out over this, but for the wrong reasons. The ACLU, if you look at their website, they're freaked out over the access to metadata only because it exposes their sexual calls, their sexual records on the email, just as I told you. It's the only thing that will ever stop them is their fear of being called out on their sexuality, even though they glorify it on a daily basis. So the fact of the matter is, even the ACLU, for the wrong reasons, is now screaming bloody murder. But where are the other fake progressives? This is a defining moment in American political history. This is your Tiananmen Square moment. I am standing in front of a tap, not a tank. And let me tell you something. You're standing in front of a tapper, not a tank.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-855-254-SITE. That's 1-855-254-SITE. 1-855-254-7483. Or go to web.com/radio.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fox, Talk 560 KSFO. The police chief in Santa Monica says a gunman believed to have killed six people was 25 to 30 years old and dressed all in black, wearing what appeared to be a ballistic jacket. It's believed he killed two people in a house that went up in flames and then four others, including two victims, on the nearby campus of Santa Monica College. Milpitas police are investigating the murder inside the Great Mall of the Bay Area. Police say two males got into a fight inside the Sports Authority store, and one of them was killed. The other male was arrested. The store has been closed, but the mall remains open. Taking a look at the roadways, still some delays along the peninsula in Mountain View. Southbound 101 had an earlier problem at Highway 85. It's recovering, but traffic still bumper-to-bumper back towards Marsh Road. Northbound, there was an accident at Shoreline, still has things backed up to Highway 237. Still a bit sluggish getting to the lower deck of the Bay Bridge, eastbound 80 from about 7th Street. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Brought to you by the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk. Warm sand, cool surf, and hot rides. The admission-free Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk is now open daily. Check out beachboardwalk.com for great ride discounts and get to the beach.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So, where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
You may have noticed doctors and nurses using the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer in hospitals and clinics. That's because it gives a fast, accurate reading with just a gentle forehead scan, backed by more than 40 published medical studies. It's a huge time saver, which makes it a great money saver, too. Now, what you may not have noticed is that doctors and nurses use the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer at home, too, for all the same reasons. So why not get one for your home? Pick one up today at Rite Aid and other fine retailers.
Do you have student loans? Worried about making your payments? Don't worry. If you're behind, late, or even in default on your student loans, we can help you cut your payments right away. We provide student loan relief, getting you relief from your student loans fast. Just call our established student aid assistance toll-free line right now at 800-570-6810. We can fix your student loan problems guaranteed. Just call 800-570-6810. Our specialists are waiting for your call. Call 800-570-6810. That's 800-570-6810. 800-570-6810. Again, 800-570-6810.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer with two locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill. Brian Sussman here, and for years, City Arms has been my Second Amendment dealer of choice. They offer the Bay Area a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. City Arms' knowledgeable staff takes pride in customer satisfaction. Not only will you find the best selection, you'll find very reasonable prices. Whether you're a sports shooter, hunter, avid competitive shooter, collector, or you're just interested in personal protection and home defense, in these challenging times, City Arms is here to help. And by the way, if they don't have it in stock, they'll do their best to find it. City Arms, with two Bay Area locations, 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their newest location, 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill. See them on the web at city-arms.com. That's City Arms, preserving America's future by upholding past tradition.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You know, that's a good question, but I'm a Verizon customer. I don't mind Verizon turning over records to the government if the government's going to make sure that they try to match up a known terrorist phone with somebody in the United States.
That's the slimiest of the Republicans. I know you're not. That is the slimiest. Former lawyer, of course. Trial lawyer, of course. One of the slimiest men in the history of the Republican Party. Makes all inspector look like Snow White. Lindsey Graham, who didn't read Ben Franklin when he went to law school, when Ben Franklin wrote, "Those who surrender freedom for security will not have, nor do they deserve either one." Shame on you, Lindsey Graham. I don't know how you stay in office. I don't know how anyone reelects you. Shafting us on immigration, breaking our borders, siding with terrorists, siding with Big Brother, siding with Big Sis, siding with the spies, and you're still in office. Chuck in New Jersey, WPG. No, you're not on WABC. You're listening on PGG. Chuck, welcome to the show. What's on your mind, Chuck?
How you doing? Listen, I love hearing what you're saying. I work in IT security in federal, and let me tell you something. It's beyond just phone calls. It's everything anybody has ever posted out on the web since the inception of the web, okay? It's all recorded. It's all stored, okay? And not only that, when you talk about security in the federal government, it doesn't exist. It's nonsense. The federal government makes all of the integrators and all of the contractors work to the lowest common denominator. You get the worst level of competence in these secure operations centers, and the Chinese and the Eastern Bloc nations are whacking us every day. So not only are we...
Amen. Amen. That's how... And by the way, China, which has been roundly criticized for surveying its citizens, huh? Where's Obama on that as he entertains the leader of China now in the White House, I think this very evening? There, he must be in very good company right now.
I mean, you have to...
Hey, look, I've run my life as though the government's been listening in on me and reading my emails from the beginning. I've always assumed that. I've always assumed that. I've watched enough movies to assume that these losers who have nothing better to do, that's what they're doing.
And not only that, everybody in government, you have two types. You have the motor vehicle on steroids type of civil servant that doesn't care less. And then you have the academians who all think they're the smartest person in the room. And they go around in circles and nothing gets done. No money gets spent in the right places. There is no security in this country. We're trying to fix it. And there's a few dedicated, passionate patriots that are trying to do it. But we're up an uphill climb on a muddy, slippery slope.
I hear you, my friend. I'm sending you a copy of Trickle Down Tyranny, my great book, because I try to warn America. I stood in front of that tank in Tiananmen Square for you. And that's the end of it. I'm not going to blow a vein over this. I've got to save myself for the future because it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. It starts with words. It starts with data mining. It starts with profiling patriots. And then it escalates and snowballs. And the only way for this to stop is for Obama to be thrown out of office. And that can only happen not by impeachment, which is ludicrous. Don't even think about it. It would never happen. Is if the Democrat Party in some way forces him to resign and leaves in shame. And that's happened before. Nixon left while he was in office. He left in shame, don't you remember? Presidents have resigned in shame. Now, that's because Nixon was actually a fine man. Nixon had a wonderful respect for America, and that's why he had the dignity to resign. You're not going to see Obama resign very peacefully. I believe, though, there are discussions along these lines going on in some dark chambers somewhere in America amongst the Democrat elite. They know that this scandal, amongst all, will destroy the Democrat Party, certainly through the midterms, if not into 2016, as it should. As it should, unless they're already working with Lindsey Graham to undermine the outrage amongst the independents. I can't tell you what they're actually doing. If you care to chime in on this seminal moment in American history, the phone number is 855-427-2822. This is a very big story. It's much bigger than maybe you think. It's a Friday night. You don't want to think it's summertime. All right, whatever. We're not dealing with a plate of scongeli here. We're not dealing with a foul dish of bad shellfish in a restaurant. We're dealing with a foul regime. You're dealing with a foul regime. And the only way to stop it is for this regime to be forced out of office by their own party. They're the only ones who could do it. Only the Democrat Party elders can make Obama resign. Holder has to go in order to save Obama, and I suspect Holder will go first. I suspect Obama will throw, I think Barry will throw Eric overboard to save his own skin. That's my guess. One of them's leaving office. I'll put my career on the line. No, I won't. Will not put my career on the line. I can't predict what these people will do. I would suspect, if I were Jimmy the Greek, that within the next 90 days, I'd bet that Eric Holder resigns in order to save his own skin and to save the Democrat Party. Okay? That's because the New York Times, USA Today, and even the ACLU has turned on him. They should be in prison over this. This is a prison offense. Why do I say that? Aren't they just keeping us secure? Well, I'll ask you, use your logic. You may have a few remnants of logic left in your brain, even if you're from Boca Raton, Florida. Even if you live on the Upper West Side of Manhattan and you taught for the last 20 years as a tenured professor, there must be a remnant of reason left in your brain. If this data mining was being used, in fact, to stop terrorism, how come the Boston Marathon attack slipped through the fingers of the federal government and it was the Boston police who cracked the case? How come? Can you answer that question? The answer is no, because they weren't looking at terrorists. This entire program has been subverted by this criminal administration to look at patriots, not terrorists. They have redefined what a terrorist is. This criminal administration has redefined what a terrorist is. You are now a terrorist. If I wanted to print a T-shirt, go rip it off. Steal this idea. We are all terrorists now. According to Obama, your child on a computer is now a potential terrorist. You are a terrorist. Do you have any idea what I'm saying to you? You know how important this is? Look, the show is going to come to an end. It's Friday night. My adrenaline will be through the roof. I'm going to have to calm down somehow, and I'm going to try to calm down, and then I'm going to have to wait a long weekend until Monday. Already they've done something, I think. You say, oh, come on, you're not going to say that that shooting in Santa Monica was something released, a false flag event by the government. Come on, you're not becoming one of those nuts. No. They didn't make the tornado happen either after the last scandal. No, it's just that he's the luckiest man on earth. He's lucky that a guy opened up with an AK-47 and permitted his stooges in the media to even CNN dropped the story of the decade. They're already covering the shooting now. That's all. So he's a very lucky man, but, you know, everyone's luck has a limit. Everyone's luck has a shelf life. And I watched him this morning giving a speech. He looked just like the kids I used to teach who got caught cheating. I saw him lying through his teeth. Now, I'm not shocked by the lying. That's what he does for a living. That's how he got where he is. He's a sophist. He's not sophisticated. He's a sophist. That's where the word sophisticated came from. Sophisticated derives from sophism. Sophism was a type of speech that was perfected by the ancient Greeks amongst the young men in ancient Greece of a certain class. Were taught how to BS the public, in other words, how to throw the malarkey. And if they could BS the plebs out there really well, they became a senator. whatever they had in the chambers of ancient Greece. So Obama's been schooled the same way by shadowy people. That's how he became president, even though he was unknown before the election. He's a front man for some very powerful people. Who are they? We don't know. Why speculate? You can name five, whatever. You could just assume they're the corporations that pay no taxes. You don't have to go any further than that. Just go down the list and look at the corporations that pay no taxes. You'll figure out they put them in office. That's all. I mean, if you were General Electric, and I'm speculating now, it's pure wild speculation, and you were raking in over $5 billion a year in domestic income and paid no taxes on it because of tricks in your income tax tricks, wouldn't you want to spend $100 million of that $5 billion? Wouldn't you want to get together with your buddy, Mr. Sweater at Microsoft, Mr. Microsoft, that nice guy with the googly glasses, Bill Gates, and the guys from Google who fly a 767 and keep it at NASA Ames Air Base, in my opinion, illegally? How do they get that hangar there? How do they get a hangar for their private jet? How do they become so rich so fast? What do you think, they're that smart? Well, it's part of the government media complex. 1998, beware the government media complex. Michael Savage speech before the Commonwealth Club. Very important speech. Beware the government media complex. Now the media is Google. Now the media is Microsoft. Now the media is General Electric, NBC, MSNBC. Beware the government media complex. They own him. They put him in office. He didn't get there by accident. So, therefore, you don't have to go any further than them to figure out who put him in office. It's not that mysterious. It's always dollars and cents. Am I making any sense out there? Do you hear me now? This is your Tiananmen Square moment. You're not facing a tank. You're facing a tank. No, you're facing a tapper. You're facing an invisible, moronic, stupid college dropout, or worse yet, a college grad, probably from Brown University or NYU, who works for the NSA, who's listening in on your every conversation. You're listening, they're listening on everything you're doing, and they're misinterpreting it. If you raise any objection to this criminal administration, you're now a terrorist. Not if you buy a kettle to put a bomb in it and you're a Muslim, you get a pass. Why? Because they were told you don't listen to Muslims. You don't listen to anyone ever who's a Muslim. You only listen to devout Christians, those who oppose abortion, those who came back from a combat zone, those who bought guns and ammunition, those who read Michael Savage's books, anyone who bought one of my books in a bookstore, that's who you look at. You get it? I would say you should be ashamed of yourself, but you were never taught shame. Shame was drilled out of you in the years in schools, all you idiots who work for him. You have no shame. Whatever remnant there was of a human being in you was drugged out of you in college and then by your doctors. You're zombies, in other words. You're the hollow men that T.S. Eliot wrote about. You are the hollow men. You're the empty skirts in modern parlance. In literary parlance, you're the hollow man. So now the straw men are running our lives. And Eric and Barry never had it so good. And if you think they're going to step out of the limelight because they've done something wrong, you're mistaken. You catch a kid stealing a test, and you call him on the carpet, and he gets up there and glibly lies to your face, got to call his parent in. Got to call in his parents. And Obama's parents are the Democrat Party elders. They got to take him out of office. They got to put in Biden. Otherwise, they're going to lose in the midterms, and they're going to lose in 2016, and that's all they care about. Jack is the Jack. I'll be right back, Jack.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Well, it's, you know, Friday, June 7th on The Savage Nation. And Obama has the biggest nightmare on his hands because he's finally been exposed for the petty dictator that he really is. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Even the left, even the ACLU is screaming. Can you believe this? It's not just the Tea Party anymore. You get it? Now, Obama went up today and he said, oh, this is nothing. It's just a little bit of a surveillance. Well, the ACLU says why government access to metadata is more than a, quote, modest encroachment on privacy. So let's put it to you this way. His fraud has been exposed. The mask has been ripped off this faker called Obama. This is the biggest scandal, perhaps, of our lifetime, by the way. Yes, Obama's agenda has been scorched in the firestorm, and as it should be. The question is, how far will it go? Let's go to michaelsavage.com and take a look at this and other stories. Today, again, June 7, 2013. Top right, me, Michael Savage, outraged by zero reaction to 2011 helicopter crash in Afghanistan that killed an entire SEAL unit of 20 men. Who did it? Who put him on the helicopter? Were they sent to their deaths? Why is there no investigation? WorldTribune.com. Timeline. IRS targeting began as Obama warned of threat posed by conservative groups. He is a petty dictator. New York Times. Administration has lost all credibility. That came out last night. They dropped it today. I guess who wrote it got fired. Flashback. Obama railed against monitoring citizens who did nothing wrong when he was a senator. And look who's talking now. And here it is for you on the left who don't know what's going on. Your man, your hero, your tin pot dictator. Whistleblowers are saying these NSA phone taps are like communist East Germany under the Stasi. It's called fascism, you fools. By the way, The Guardian's bombshell revelation about this NSA domestic spying is only the tip of the iceberg. It's an astounding assault on the Constitution. They should go to jail. But who's defending them? Dianne Feinstein. She says it's not a big deal. Well, I'd like to see the phone records of Dianne and her husband, Richard Blum. I'd like to see them being listened into with their calls to and from China. Who the hell does she think she is? Did they stop the Boston Marathon bombing with all the surveillance? They didn't do jack because they weren't looking at Muslims. They're looking at you, you fool. They're looking at your sex calls. They're looking at your sex addiction. They're looking at the sites you go on. Do you know what they're doing under the Patriot Act? I'll read from the ACLU website, Michael Savage. They can search your home and not even tell you. They can collect information about what books you read, what you study, your purchases, your medical history, and your personal finances. They can label you a terrorist if you belong to an activist group. Didn't they do that to the conservatives? They can monitor your emails and watch what internet sites you visit. Didn't they do that? They can spy on innocent Americans. This is all under the U.S. Patriot Act, which was not done under Bush. It's being done under Obama, who will not profile Muslim terrorists. He profiles American patriots. They can also wiretap you under a warrant that doesn't even have your name on it. That's your liberal government. That's your Democrat Party under this tin pot dictator Obama, who should not only be impeached, frankly, for the sake of the nation, if he had any honor, he would resign. Do you know that NSA, the National Security Agency, hired two secretive Israeli companies to wiretap the U.S. telecommunications network? Do you know that it was Israeli technology that was used to spy in America? You didn't know that. Two companies with extensive links to Israel's intelligence service provided hardware and software, the U.S. telecommunications network, for the National Security Agency, NSA. Did you hear what I just said to you? It's Israel. Now, of course, this is going to provoke anti-Semitism, which we don't want. But on the other hand, I had a choice not to tell you that it was two Israeli companies that bugged the U.S. telecommunications grid for the NSA. If I didn't tell it to you, I would be remiss. You need the whole story, the full story. And you need to know that this government is now in cahoots with the worst elements of the Israeli society. You hear what I said? They're all elements of every society. Israel's not a monolithic country. There are different elements of Israel. The worst elements of this country are in cahoots with the worst elements of Israel. And the best elements of this country are not in cahoots with the best elements of the nation of Israel. That's another important point. Now, as far as being spied upon, ever since I began in radio, if not before, I assumed someone was listening into my phone conversations and reading my emails. I ran my life accordingly. I've always assumed that there's a government agent listening in on everything I write and everything I say on the telephone. If not, if they haven't assigned an individual to me, I'll be very disappointed. In fact, I'd be insulted. If they were only doing it by supercomputer, I'd be damn right insulted. I deserve my own spy. In fact, I'm going to insist that Obama give me my own 24/7 spies. Otherwise, I will consider my status to have been diminished. I want my 24/7 spies so that I can tell them to take a broomstick and you know what they can do with it. But I've always run my life as if I've been listened in on. Now, it could be a product of the fact that I watch too many gangster movies. Could be a product of the fact that I enjoyed the HBO series The Sopranos. Could be a fact that I love The Godfather and every movie ever made in the 70s and 80s on this subject. I've always known I was being listened in on because I'm a high-profile individual in the media, extremely independent, unpredictable, liable to say anything at any time, very critical of the Republicans and the Democrats, more so of the Democrat-Socialist Stasi regime, of course, than others. If you don't know what the Stasi is, look it up. That was the East German spy network before the fall of the wall, the Berlin Wall. Obama has now erected an electronic wall in America. Obama has now done every damage you can ever do to this country, and he's only gotten started. He's done more damage to this country than you can ever imagine. He has hijacked the Patriot Act to punish his political enemies. He is a criminal. He's committed a criminal act. He admitted he was involved in it. He didn't pass the buck today, and that's something else you have to know about. He got up and read a speech, and he stepped into a bear trap. He should have kept his slick yap shut. He was up there talking about Obamacare, and in the middle of it, he switched over to this without a script. And he thought he's so cool, so slick. He's gotten out of every jam in his life by lying to people that he never thought that he'd get caught again. I watched him. You know, I used to teach school at different levels, college, junior college. I know when someone's lying. I saw a kid caught cheating who was called on the carpet and had to go before the principal, and I saw his eyes. I watched his posture. I saw the color of his ears. Everything changed on him. He was caught lying. Now, the bad analogy is deer caught in headlights, but it wasn't bad. He looked like a deer caught in headlights, incidentally, and he made a big mistake. What was the mistake he made today? He talked when he should have kept his yap shut. He went off script and he dug his wheels in deeper. The more he tried to justify this Stasi-like behavior of himself, the deeper his wheels went into the mud. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
Petey stopped eating and all his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, he scratched incessantly. There was hair all over. I heard a radio advertisement for Dynavite.
Dinovite dot com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil,
the seaweed, the kelp,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Within 2 weeks, the shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy the way it had when she was a puppy.
Tons of energy, no more bad smell.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching, the phone number for Dynavite is 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-467-5160. Since Beta Prostate debuted, Our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles. But there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-467-5160. That's 800-467-5160. Call 800-467-5160.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-322-1859 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 800-322-1859. 800-322-1859.
This is Mark Flagel with some important news. Flagel's Home Furnishings is closing its San Ramon store. All in-stock merchandise is now at closeout prices, with many items at savings of 60, 70, even 80%. Select from living room, dining room, bedroom, and family room furniture, lamps, mirrors, wall art, and accessories. Don't delay. The San Ramon store closing sale will last only a few weeks. So if you're even thinking of quality furniture for your home, now is the time to act. Of course, our Menlo Park store will also feature some special markdown items. And we look forward to opening another new store in the Bay Area soon. But right now, come to Flagel San Ramon store during our store closing sale and save up to 80% on your purchase. Flagel's, 300 in the Marketplace in San Ramon. And on the web at flagels.com.
Weekdays at noon.
Went out there, gets the job, and he's done nothing but blame everybody and anybody for his failure.
John Hannity on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You've got an incompetent crypto-fascist government tripping over themselves to lie as they engage in terrorism against the American people. First question, how come they failed to prevent the Boston bombing? If this surveillance of every American is so necessary, as Madame Defarge Feinstein says, and all of the bootlickers in the media are saying, how come they failed to prevent the Boston bombing? The only question is who they were spying on. They weren't spying on Muslims. They weren't spying on people even known to have associated with terrorists. So who do you think Obama's Stasi was listening in on? Who were they profiling? They were not profiling Muslims associated with terrorists, were they? Or they would have stopped the Boston Marathon bombing. So if they weren't profiling Muslims known to associate with terrorists in Chechnya or elsewhere, who were they? Who were they spying on? Well, it would have to be patriots, Tea Party members, talk radio hosts, bloggers, people who run big websites, any critic of any one of the Stasi, 855-400-7282. It's your program. It may be summer for others, but for me, it's the beginning of my winter of discontent, because this is the biggest story of your life. Now, you may say, what's the big deal? I'll tell you what the big deal is. When the Patriot Act was first enacted by George Bush, I believe it was in 2002. In fact, it was in 2011, just 45 days after the September 11th, 2001 attacks. With no debate, Congress passed the Patriot Act. I supported it because under George Bush, as bumbling as he was, I knew that they weren't listening in on my calls. No siree, Bob. But now, as you understand, we have a Stasi in the White House. You have a Stasi operating on their political enemies, unlike at any time that I know of in my lifetime. Can you name a lifetime when American citizens were spied upon to this extent? You can't, because it's never been so. I supported the Patriot Act in the beginning because I said, of course, don't be a fool. I mean, you have to watch those who are about to hurt us. If you have Muslims running around with bombs in America, of course I want their emails and phone calls monitored. Did I ever think that they would turn it on patriots? Did I ever think they would turn it on returning war veterans, those who oppose abortion, those who have a flag on their front lawn, those who have protested against this regime? No. Now, Obama got up there today and lied again. Although he studied constitutional law, he is not so much a constitutional lawyer as he is a constitutional liar. As I've told you for years since my first appearance on radio, the left wraps themselves in the Constitution when it suits them and uses the U.S. Constitution as toilet paper when it doesn't. What do you mean by mining metadata? What do you mean by mining metadata? Obama said it's just a modest encroachment on privacy. That's not true. I went to the ACLU website itself today, and even they're shocked. Even they're shocked. Now, the reason it's off the headlines is because there was another strange shooting out of nowhere today. Don't get into the conspiracy theory saying they released someone from a madhouse, gave him an AK-47, and told him to go shoot kids up at a college, because I wouldn't believe you. But it's awfully odd that once again, the luckiest man on earth, Barack Obama, saved by, let us see, a storm, a shooting, a murder, now saved by another shooting, swept off the headlines while the barbecue was forgotten already. The white morons with the shorts, the undershirts, the idiots across America, the morons who threw their country in the garbage, the white men in shorts in the suburbs who are already barbecuing and drunk like skunks, don't even know what's happened, nor do they care. But I care, and I know my listeners care, and I know if you're listening to the Savage Nation this time of night, it means you care. Obama today characterized his spying and use of metadata as, quote, a modest encroachment on privacy. And he implied in doing so that the information they're collecting is relatively innocuous since they don't listen in on the actual phone conversations. Well, the ACLU writes this. This is the ACLU, the conservative right-wing ACLU, who now opposes Obama. They go on the enemy's list. In an op-ed for Reuters, they explain why government access to metadata, which reveals whom you talk to, from where, and for how long, is a gross privacy invasion. Again, this is from the ACLU website, the once leftist but now right-wing ACLU. They say that a Massachusetts Institute of Technology study a few years back found that reviewing people's social networking contacts, you're not going to believe what I'm about to tell you what they're afraid of. How many years have I told you the only time the left would scream uncle and start to scream, it's fascistic to spy on people. You can't do that. What do you think the left is screaming about? It's not about your privacy. It's not about attacking Tea Party patriots. It's not about attacking talk show hosts. It's not about listening in on me or anyone else in the media. It's about their sex lives that they're afraid of. I swear to God, it came out today that that's what they're referring to on the ACLU website. I'm gonna quote now. They said that a few years ago, it found that reviewing people's social networking contacts alone was sufficient to determine their sexual orientation. That's all they cared about. So they said, now this is in the ACLU article, they're not concerned about national security issues. They're concerned about their deviant sexuality. They said repeated calls to Alcoholics Anonymous, hotlines for gay teens, abortion clinics, or a gambling bookie may tell you all you need to know about a person's problems. That's all they're caring about, is their weaknesses. It says if a politician were revealed to have repeatedly called a phone sex hotline after 2 a.m. against sex, no one would need to know what was said on the call before drawing conclusions. In addition, sophisticated data mining technologies, they write, have compounded the privacy implications by allowing the government to analyze terabytes of metadata and reveal far more details about a person's life than ever before. Let me explain something to you. First of all, before we get into all of this, do you know that this NSA domestic spying scandal is the biggest scandal of your entire life? Do you know it means that America's tech giants have now joined the government? Who was the one who spoke before the Commonwealth Club in 1998 and gave the most important speech of your life to me, Michael Savage? The most important and least known speech in American history. Beware the government media complex. Frank in New York City on WABC, you disagree. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hi. I think it's right-wing hysteria. I think that actually it's better that we have biometric cameras everywhere to identify and see who's the criminal, who's not the criminal.
Well, hold on. So now you think that this is right-wing hysteria. So would you include now every critic of what Obama has done as a right-winger?
Well, Obama is actually, he's making sure we're all safer.
Frank, you're not answering me. If you're going to play games with me, I'm going to hang up on you. You made a very, very challenging statement. If you want to play contact sport with me, then put your helmet on, or you're going to have your head bashed in. You said it's right-wing hysteria. We'll be safer with spying. So I asked you a simple question. Does that mean anyone who is upset over this is now a right-winger?
Well, of course, I think the government doesn't, how does the government know if they're dangerous or not dangerous?
So Frank, we don't know. Are you answering a question, or are you some kind of mental case? Are you just playing a game? You realize that even the New York Times has criticized Obama for this, Large Net, the ACLU, the USA Today. They're not right-wingers, are they, Frank?
Well, basically, for example, like, they're already doing, like, surveillance of...
Frank, you're not answering me. Stop being a moron. Can you listen to a question and answer it? Yes or no?
Sure, I'll answer the question. Will you? Okay.
You just said that anyone opposing Obama on this is a right-wing nutcase. I asked you, does that mean everybody who opposes him is a right-wing nutcase?
Of course not.
Okay, so that means the ACLU, the New York Times, and USA Today, front page, they're all right-wing nuts now? They're in hysterics over this?
Well, this is all just, they're all part of the same conspiracy of control, controlled by...
All right, have a nice day. You're a crazy person. You belong in the Obama administration. In fact, you should apply for a job in the Department of Homeland Security or go to work for Susan Rice in the NSA. You'd fit right in with the other mouth-foaming psychotics. You ever take a look at them? You think that these people are real, wonderful ex-military looking out for you?
Savage.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-855-254-SITE. That's 1-855-254-SITE. 1-855-254-7483. Or go to web.com/radio.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fouts, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Google CEO Larry Page is denying reports linking the internet search company to a secret government program that has provided the National Security Agency access to email and other personal information transmitted on various online services. Police in Las Vegas have cleared former baseball slugger Jose Canseco after an investigation of a woman's rape claim. Police said today that the detectives closed the sexual assault case with a decision not to seek criminal charges against the 48-year-old former Oakland A's star. Canseco was never arrested in the case. He says he took two polygraph tests to prove he was telling the truth. Taking a look at KSFO traffic, have an accident being reported in Livermore, eastbound 580 Greenville Road. Right lane is blocked. Multiple cars in that one. Stalled car eastbound 4 Bailey Road in Pittsburgh. Left lane is blocked. And on the peninsula, southbound 101 Willow Road. An accident moved off to the right side. I'm Dave Fouts, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Now, here's something you don't hear about guys on the radio much anymore. He's live, he's unscripted, unrehearsed, and definitely not pre-recorded. He is Greg O'Donnell, and he's your personal financial advisor. Greg's not trying to sell you a book, and he's not so big and self-important that he'll be sending you to an offshore phone bank in a different time zone. And he's on at noon every Saturday. Oh, and did I mention he's live? It's Money Matters with Greg O'Donnell every Saturday at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Mike Kruko here. Hey, are you tired of bumbling around for those reading glasses? You can't see the menu, can't see the scorecard on the golf course, can't read the yellow pages? Enough already. I got Dr. Dan Beers right here. He's an expert in a new vision procedure called Restore. Now, Dan, I understand this procedure can give your patient sharp 20/20 vision for both reading and distance.
That's right, Mike. After age 50, our reading vision fades away. I perform a lot of LASIK, but LASIK has limitations for patients over age 50. With LASIK after age 50, I can set one eye for distance, one eye for reading, but if you want to see 20/20 with both eyes for distance and for reading, then the Restore procedure is definitely the best option.
All right, so you can come to the yard, watch Tim Lincecum throw strikeouts on the field, and you can read your program at the same time. If you happen to have a cataract, then your medical insurance may even pay for part of the procedure. All right, folks, if you're sick and tired of reading glasses, call 1-877-5-BEERS-5 for a free consultation with Dr. Beers in Mountain View. 1-877-5-BEERS-5. 1-877-5-BEERS-5.
If Dad hasn't already spelled it out for you, this Father's Day, he wants new golf gear. But don't worry, because the only word you need to remember to give Dad his day is Golfsmith. With exclusive Father's Day deals, gift-giving expertise, plus a huge selection of the latest and greatest clubs and accessories, Golfsmith is your destination for everything Dad. Because the gift that never stops giving is a better game. Give Dad his day, only at Golfsmith.
If you need to add more value to your organization, increase your communication skills, and influence people more effectively, Dale Carnegie Training is the right solution for you. Dale Carnegie's Effective Communications and Human Relations and Sales Advantage classes are forming right now in the Bay Area. The Dale Carnegie course will give you the ability to communicate clearly and concisely and inspire others to take action. Warren Buffett, one of the world's most successful entrepreneurs and richest men, says his degree from Dale Carnegie, quote, is the most important degree that I have, unquote. Companies use their Sales Advantage program to get in front of more prospects, build credibility and trust, and develop relationships that produce steady, reliable sales over time. They've been improving performance for companies and individuals for 100 years and have worked with Fortune 500 companies, including Wells Fargo, Chevron, Walmart, Oracle, and eBay. Call Dale Carnegie Training today at 415-FYI-DALE. That's 415-FYI-DALE, or visit them at bayarea.dalecarnegie.com. Space is limited. Results are not. Call now.
Brian Sussman here, looking forward to Monday, live from 5 to 9 a.m., and then filling in for Levin between 3 and 6, all right here on KSFO.
Look, the big news today is the spying by Obama and his left-wing fanatic cronies. Let's not forget it. This is a left-wing fascism of the worst order. And the United States government participating in sweeping surveillance on the American people by listening in on their cell phones, etc., is a big deal. In fact, it's been giving other countries access to the data collected. Did you know that? How do I know that? Stephen Bucci, who served America for 3 decades as an Army Special Forces officer and a top Pentagon official when America was run by patriots, as opposed to, what shall we call them, leftist fanatics. Steve is an expert in the field of cybersecurity with the Heritage Foundation. Stephen Bucci, welcome to the Savage Nation.
It's my pleasure to be on the show.
Stephen, can you explain to my audience what exactly Obama and his cronies have been collecting from the American people? This is a very big deal. What have they been doing?
Okay, I'll try not to be too technical, but what the data is called is the telephony metadata. And what this is literally is a number associated with the instrument. So whether it's a cell phone or a desk phone, or something like that. There's no names associated with it. It's just that an instrument with this ID number has called an instrument with that ID number, and they just collect an awful lot of it.
What does this mean for the average listener to the Savage Nation? Does this mean Big Sis is listening in on your phone calls?
No, absolutely not. With this program, there is no authorization to listen to the contents of the calls at all, nor is it authorized to associate names with it. What they do is they get this sort of numbers, you know, numbers with lines between them, if you will, and then they run a computer algorithm. They run a computer program across all this data, and it picks up certain patterns that they have identified from previous analysis that might be associated with terrorist activity. Then when they spot one of those flags goes off, they go back to the court and they say, look, we've found this, we've looked at this information. Now may we ask, you know, do a sort of a standard request for a warrant to look at the data. So they only look at what's in the call when they have probable cause based on these patterns of use. And even the initial analysis can only be done by a very, very small group of analysts who have had additional training and sensitivity, if you will, to the judicial rules and regulations for using the data. So it's not used by analysts in general. It's never associated with any sort of names or people until they get subsequent authorization from the courts in the same way your local police would get a search warrant.
How does the government go about collecting this metadata?
They very simply have requested it from the telephone providers. Obviously, the one that came out in the release document was Verizon, but I think it's pretty clear to everybody they've been collecting this apparently from all the telephone providers because it was determined by the courts that this data is not constitutionally protected because it's not connected to any individuals. It doesn't require a warrant until they would like to connect it to an individual, and at that time they then can subpoena the providers to give them that additional information that allows them to do a more complete but legal investigation.
There has been backlash, some in the press, over technology companies going along with this, phone companies or whatnot. Are they just volunteering the information to Obama and his Eastern German Stasi operatives?
No, the government received court orders to compel the companies to give the information. Now, none of us know, you know, if the telephone companies tried to fight this. I don't know if they really didn't want to do it. So, you know, I don't think anyone should take this out on their phone companies. They were compelled to give the information by the court order, and in the court order, it specifically said they could not reveal to the customers that they were providing this metadata to the federal government.
This certainly extends into the online world for sure, right? Is my email secure? I doubt it. I've always assumed it isn't.
This specific program just dealt with telephones, cell phones, landlines, and anything like that. Apparently, there have been additional reports today that there were other programs that did look at other communications means, like email, like Skype, some other things. That I have to assume were under the same sort of restrictions because I know I'm not a real tech guy, but in computer communication, your emails, for instance, they can do a similar coded number sort of thing. So if they know it came from this machine here on my desk to your machine on your desk without ever associating the numbers, and I know that because I used to work for the IBM Corporation. And doing cybersecurity, they can do analysis of all the technical stuff around the communication without ever looking in at the actual email or the data that's been transferred.
Well, let's switch from what they can do to what they should do. How can they spy on someone not suspected of a crime? In other words, if they've done that, can they be sued? How is any of this legal?
The rationale and the reasoning, both from the government and from the courts, is that they're not spying on anyone because they're just getting this sort of big web of lines and numbers. And then using, in the same way your local police would say, you know, sit outside an area, a park, for instance, that they know there might be drug use there, and they're kind of watching. They see who comes in and out. And then once they've received an indicator or enough information that they feel they need to go to the next step, you know, for the computer or the phone things, it's this red flag that pops up from the algorithm that does the analysis. In the physical example, it's, gee, they realize that Bucci's car goes in and out of that park, you know, every Saturday night at this time and stays there and then leaves again. Then they go back to the court and they say, you know, we've been doing this legal observation, if you will, and we think now that we have sufficient concern about it that we would like to do further investigation. May we please have authority to do that, like a search warrant, like a phone tap, that sort of thing. So because they do this two-step process, the courts and the law enforcement folks don't consider that initial observation or that initial collection of unattributed data as spying on individuals.
Well, I guess I understand the twisted logic employed here, even if I don't agree with it. But what is the argument for allowing the British, for example, or the Israelis to look at this data? And incidentally, they're using Israeli technology. Did you know that? Yeah.
They after they do the additional analysis with the algorithms, and they feel that they have probable cause to delve deeper, then they bring in, and they get the permission to do that, then they bring in other intelligence organizations through info-sharing agreements that we have with them to ensure or to minimize the possibility of having, you know, missed something. You know, if you look back at the flap we've had over the Boston bombings and whether or not our folks took seriously enough the information they got from the Russians, but we have a little better relationship with the Brits and people like that. So we do share information with them. The so-called special relationship that we have with them is pretty much to share all of our intel with them, and they share all of theirs with us.
Well, who was really responsible? George Bush started it with the Patriot Act 45 days after September 11, 2001. But Obama took it and ran with it and turned it into a surveillance of the American people rather than foreigners trying to harm the American people.
Well, it started during the Bush administration, clearly. That's when they got the original authority to do it and did the initial judicial review. They, you know, run this by, Dianne Feinstein said, the entire Senate, not just the Intel committees, and then the leadership of the House apparently knew. Chairman Rogers spoke out yesterday saying that he knew that the program had actually stopped at least one significant possible terror plot. So, you know, it started under President Bush. It was reauthorized under President Obama, and has continued. So I don't know how you put blame on that. Both administrations felt it was legal. They both did extensive judicial and legislative review of it and came to the conclusion that this was an appropriate thing to do to try and strike a balance between protecting the lives of American citizens and protecting the civil liberties of American citizens.
How deeply do you think this affects the American people? Shouldn't they be afraid of this program?
In my opinion, no, we should not be. Now, I get a little concerned with things like this whole IRS deal and the surveillance of the AP reporters and those guys, because frankly, there it doesn't look to me like there was any judicial review or any legislative review. There were no safeguards in place. It just seems like there were people totally ignoring the rules. In this case, it seems like there was an extraordinary effort to review it, to discuss it, you know, inside the government, granted, not in public, to try and ensure that they did not get out of the lanes. Now that it's become public and you see the government or the public reaction to it, they may come up with a different analysis. For instance, the idea that the metadata, those numbers we talked about earlier, in, you know, it's constitutional now for them to collect that without a warrant. It may be after all of this flap that judges are going to go back and look at that, and there may be a change in that ruling. I don't know. But I think there's been enough of an outcry here that our leaders will take another look at it.
Well, do you think the public should have been involved in this discussion before now?
My first inclination is no. When you're trying to do an intelligence gathering thing like this, the problem with having the public discussion with it is you also then warn the bad guys to exactly how you're going to be searching for them. On the other hand, given the reaction, it may have been wise for there to at least be some discussion of this, or at least public knowledge of the fact that that kind of data is not protected, because I think it's obviously caught a lot of people by surprise who are sitting there going, what do you mean they can collect that without a warrant? So even though the government was following the rulings as to what was legal and what was constitutional, the American people, at least in this initial response, seemed to have a little more concern about it than I think the government realized they might. So with hindsight, some additional degree of public discussion might have been wise.
Let me ask you this. Do you think Obama's going to stop the surveillance now? He certainly didn't use it to stop the Boston Marathon bombing, did he? All he's doing is collecting information on his enemies.
Well, no, I think you will probably see some movement and some changes. Now, whether they'll decide to scrap, you know, this whole effort, I think you know, if you look at the response we had after Boston, everybody was raising holy heck because, once again, they failed to connect the dots. And I got to tell you, these guys are working really hard to do just that. But at the same time, you know, and remember, Heritage, you know, we're really big on security, but we're also really big on civil liberties and smaller government. So for us, these two things are very much in tension. And when you have a threat like we face right now, you cannot expect that our government is just going to say, well, we're not going to take any steps to watch these guys to try and protect them. But you want them to take those steps in a manner that is as respectful as they think they can afford to be to our civil liberties, at the same time protecting the life and liberty of our people. It's a really very, very difficult balance to strike. And, you know, have they missed it on this in this case? Well, there's a lot of folks are saying yes. Others are saying no. I guess now that it's in the court of public opinion, we'll try and come to a conclusion.
Stephen Bucci, where can we read more?
Well, we've done a couple of blogs here at heritage.org. This is one that's breaking in the news, so I would just keep track of everything that's coming out and just tell people. I mean, I don't think that this is a program designed to kind of bring down the Republic. I really think this is one that was designed to try and achieve that balance, and we'll just have to wait and see whether they were successful or not.
Stephen Bucci, I want to remind everybody that I wrote all about this. I predicted this. I wrote about it in my New York Times bestselling book last February, Trickle Down Tyranny. It's now out in paperback. Trickle Down Tyranny, Crushing Obama's Dream of the Socialist States of America. Stephen, thank you for your insight on this incredible spying by Obama. Thanks for being with us on the Savage Nation.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
This is the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Larry Levin, and I've been on the trading floor for 23 years. I was one of the biggest traders in the S&P pit. I'm also the president of Trading Advantage, the leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional day traders. Now, for a limited time, I'm offering one of the trading techniques I use to make $1.9 million for free. Get started right now by calling 800-827-0407. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free trading technique and daily insider's market report at no cost to you. This is the very information I use to build my fortune.
I was getting ready to retire. I still needed to make extra income, but I didn't want to work for anyone else. Because of Larry and his excellent instructors, I can trade successfully for myself, and I'll never have to work for someone else again.
Fire the stockbroker and hire the most dependable person you know, you. Again, call in the next 90 minutes. Leave your email address on my voicemail, 800-827-0407.
Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
It sounds to me like the IRS, the federal government, and the White House all need to be vetted. They lie about Benghazi. They lie about the anti-Tea Party IRS probe. They lie about Fast and Furious. They lie about snooping on reporters. All we get from political leaders today are lies, lies, and more lies. And yet we're told to believe them about the true state of the economy, the banks, and the dollar. You're going to trust them to fix the budget? You're going to trust that your pension is secure? You're going to trust there'll be no major increases in your cost of living? Don't you believe it. That is until they officially deny it. Listeners, today you need to hear the savage simple truth from a man America trusts, Craig Smith of Swiss America. Simple truth is based on facts, not spin. Don't buy their lies. Get my new Simple Truth CD. Call 800-289-2646 now. 800-289-2646. Why? When it comes to something as vital to your future as your money, you better trust the simple truth. Get the free CD at 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by a representative. Pat Vitucci, California license number 075-8212.
Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
We already know that this year will cost us a little more than last year, but how exactly will the new economic policies affect all of us? Please join me, Brian Sussman, and financial advisor Pat Vitucci at a special financial seminar luncheon. The first will be on Tuesday, June 18th in Belmont, or again on Thursday, June 20th in Brentwood, both at noon. What's the best way now for you to continue saving for retirement? Join us again Tuesday, June 18th at Vivace Restaurant in Belmont, or Thursday, June 20th at the Nines in Brentwood, both at noon for lunch. Just call to reserve a seat. No cost, no obligation. 800-472-8305. 800-472-8305. On the web, don'tinvestandforget.com.
Hey, Termite.
What's up?
I'm a Pacific Coast Termite Inspector.
Big whoop. I've been feeding off this house for years.
I know. The owners are sick of it.
They're not going to dent the place.
Pacific Coast uses orange oil, so everyone gets to stay, except you.
This guy's cheap. See his ride?
It's less than you think. And after 20,000 home treatments, Pacific Coast has a perfect Better Business Bureau rating.
How about a running start?
No.
Call Pacific Coast Termite today for your free inspection and estimate at 800-PACIFIC. That's 800-722-4342. Pacific Coast Termite also eliminates rodents and repairs any damage to your home. And if you call right now, we'll take an additional 10% off the termite or rodent treatment and any necessary structural repairs. And all work is guaranteed and backed with a 2-year warranty. Call Pacific Coast Termite today for your free inspection and estimate at 800-PACIFIC. That's 800-PACIFIC. Or visit PacificCoastTermite.com. Free inspection applies to homes not for sale or in escrow.
You don't want to be a termite, no, when Pacific Coast Termite's around.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-460-3580. 800-460-3580.
Excuse me, sir.
Hi, what do you need?
Pants in a 44 waist.
Looking for something lace?
No, a 44 waist.
A shoelace?
I need a 44 waist.
We don't carry that size.
What? I want a prize?
No.
Stop shopping in no man's land. There's a better way for bigger men to find clothes. Now open. Visit DestinationXL.com to find a store near you. Destination XL. Big on being better.
If you're angry at, quote, the rich, that's not freedom.
John Hannity.
And with every penny they transfer in wealth, so goes the freedom of every American.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
I came in with a healthy skepticism about these programs. My team evaluated them. We scrubbed them thoroughly. We actually expanded some of the oversight, increased some of the safeguards.
Yeah, right.
But my assessment,
my team's assessment,
was that they help us prevent terrorist attacks.
Oh, really? And how come it didn't prevent the Boston Marathon bombing? Your whole flat-footed federal government did nothing. It was the Boston police who stopped those maniacs, the Sarnoff brothers. DHS, what's their budget? $3 trillion? What is it? FBI, what's their budget? How come they had nothing to do with stopping the Boston Marathon bombing, Mr. President? It's a waste. You've turned it on your political enemies. You're a member of the East German Stasi right now. Everybody knows this with a brain, anyone with any segment, a shred of historical knowledge, a shred. The least educated person in this country with a shred of knowledge understands that you profile patriots, you profile talkers, you profile Tea Party members, you profile bloggers, and you absolutely reverse profiled Muslims known to associate with terrorists. Because if you had not done so, you would have stopped the Boston Marathon bombing. All liars, or incompetence, or worse. This is a big story. Listen to what Benjamin Franklin wrote, that funny guy with long hair with a bald head, with a kite and a key. Those who surrender freedom for security will not have, nor do they deserve either one. I'll read it slower. I got tongue-tied for the first time in my 19-year career. I'm so angry. Those who surrender freedom for security will not have, nor do they deserve either one. So you want to be one of the little sheeple, huh?
Oh, I guess, you know, I don't really mind that they're listening in because I got nothing to hide. It's okay. It'll prevent a terrorist attack.
Well, how come it didn't stop the Boston Marathon bombing, Mr. Peepers?
I don't mind giving up a little freedom. They can listen in on me because I got nothing to hide. I'm an ordinary, middle-of-the-road American. I want more security. I don't really need all this freedom. It scares me. The freedom is really... It's not freedom. Freedom is slavery. I think too much freedom is like slavery itself.
By the way, this is something that's kind of ironic, to use an MSNBC word that I don't like using. But the FISA judge who signed the spying on citizens order, Roger Vinson, was appointed by Ronald Reagan.
That's right.
So it just shows you that you can't tell what judges are going to do what. And he's a good cohort of the same appointee, Mr. Roberts, the weird, strange Mr. Roberts on the Supreme Court, who could have killed Obamacare with one vote. Instead, he went along with the program because, obviously, they have something on him. I think you have to understand there's a confluence of events going on here. With the advent of Obamacare, or I call Castrocare, that's coming very soon, every bit of data about your health records is going to be controlled by the government. The IRS is hiring, what, 16,000 new agents to investigate every transaction that you make to make sure you're in compliance with the Castrocare that they're putting in, right? Now they're spying on Americans. Take a look at what I'm saying to you. Medical data, phone data, health data. What else did they know about you that you don't want them to know? Whatever happened to the basic freedoms in America that this country was built upon to overthrow the oppressors,